Yeah. So some, I think I've captured everything that was in here, in written form. Are there other things that, so if we say the election gets us to, they could do those three or four things, one or two might not have to happen or would have to happen. We're saying you got to annex the town, then we're saying you got to do a lid lift, then we're saying EMS has to do a $0 on their levy, and that's going to trigger the building. So that's going to be a detail that they're going to have to deal with the building. And then, and also, this is a detail, but also levy and fee schedule receivables. So at the time it changes, what happens to all the receivables? Because they could be out there 90, 120, 180 days. Who takes care of the...
through the transition.
Through the transition.
Yeah, through the transition. Yeah. That's a question. Is
something that they're going to have to talk about, who owns those receivables, because EMS does. But, you know, if they're ramping up over there, they're not going to have money in. And systems design.
And it's really going to be triggered by some date certain when this transition occurs. And that's where the liability line stops. Previous liabilities stay with the hospital district. Everything going forward goes to the fire district. But as far as following the money to make sure that it...
it comes in, because they'll be managing the... Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay. So either a condition or pathway or reason why or details. What are other things that we're missing?
The one condition that I was restated at our meeting yesterday that I feel that we just need to put in there, we don't need to, it's not for us to do, and we've said it in, I think, in Chapter 7, which is this issue about engaging the public in a conversation about services going forward.
I think it should be one of our conditions. I think that the fire district should be, or if it doesn't go to the fire district, both agencies should be engaging.
Yes.
I think either way, no matter what happens, it has to come from both agencies.
And it probably should happen sooner than later. It doesn't have to happen.
Well, you don't want the messaging to start before everything's agreed to what's going to happen, because then everybody has a message and it gets all confused. So once it's clear what's happening, messaging has to be.
I think we're engaging the citizens in regards to the expected service levels and outcomes and so on and so forth.
Yes.
Yeah,
that dictates what your levy lid lift should be.
To a degree, I mean.
Yes, I mean.
To a degree, yeah. I mean, the budget is probably a big question, but but you know what you can say. Well, you know, we kind of presumed that the messaging would be it's not going to cost anymore. So, you know, we hope it'll save money. Long term, it'll save money. Near term, it may not. May save you money. We don't know.
Yeah, it may or may not. It depends on what, if it goes to the, and if Norman does his budget and he can.
Yeah, if they come up with a number that says it's smaller than whatever it used to be, great, we save money. But that may happen 2 years from now or 3 years from now, not next year.
So, as a detail, we know that there's two investigations going on, but they're probably short-lived and they're going to be done. But we still have the long-term state issue that has to be
at least with the hospital district.
I suspect that's a hospital district liability.
By the liability.
Has to stay with the hospital district.
But
I don't know how that's going to
get resolved. It happened during their ownership. So
right, yes, exactly.
And I think we said that somewhere, and I saw it in writing here about liabilities.
The liabilities are a question, just like insurance is another question, and who does what for nose and tail and all.
But it'll be a liability that stays with the elected with the elected body that was the decision making body at the time.
It sounds like there might be a statute on it as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, we might want to see if there is a statute. But
right. I mean, but whatever it is, under the context of the law,
it's kind of a detail we don't need to worry about, because we're not going to make any recommendations that apply to that anyway. It's going to live out its life through the statutes that apply, and I don't know what they are. so I don't think we need to care.
Or litigation.
Yeah, if there's litigation or whatever, it's not going to be something we can recommend you do or you don't do. You just have to do
it. No, I'm just putting it in a detail.
Yeah, it's a detail. Yes,
it's another thing just to be aware of.
Is the PhD going to want to carve some money for that out of what, you know, they've got now or however how they're going to deal with it? The reason why we're making the recommendation is a little light right now, other than potentially financial savings.
Yeah, I think we can add reasoning to it.
Okay.
Based on what we see when we see it, in a way.
Okay.
I mean, the idea of, you know, gee, why do you want to annex the town? Well, you know, we have reasoning for that. And it's because you want to do a lid lift to be cleaner, so you want to have it a part of.
Or you're just saying
or whatever. Overall, I mean, right. You just go through.
I'm trying to put the detail down so that we get it. It's easy to put the reason down, but we got to get the reason down. So yes. We've got
to me, it's to improve emergency response. I mean, right. We could argue about that. We can say that that's squishy or whatnot.
And but,
but improve service levels and reduce costs seem like two good reasons. And we think both of those are achievable.
But how do we measure? The minutes. We can measure the money. That's real simple.
2 meetings ago.
Well, I think that's the metrics question we're trying to get to with Dr. Sullivan, right?
It's right.
To figure out what's the best way.
Unfortunately, we don't have a baseline.
Yeah.
Right. And Dr. Sullivan's.
Clocks don't match.
And Dr. Sullivan's he's not actually. And, you know, we're saying a condition of staffing in-house, and the potential reason is that that's going to give an improved response time. Okay, that's maybe one item.
Right.
What are more items, though?
Cross training, you know, from all the folks that have talked about this and walked from the Skagit, cross training has been a big benefit to the quality of what they were seeing out in the field. They had more cohesive training over there. I'm not sure how that's going
to be. How do you measure that, though? And how do you validate that?
Well, if you put hours of CE training.
But maybe what we're trying to say is we need to find a way to measure that. Our expectation is.
You know, my sense is that the reasoning doesn't have to have numbers. We think this is going to happen, but we can't tell you how much because it's really hard to measure.
But again,
we would like to try to.
Yeah.
And the reason we think it's going to happen is it happens everywhere else.
Yeah.
They feel better that they're getting better trained. If there's not a number you can associate with that, that doesn't make it not a reason.
Yeah, I think we
you know?
Need to say
it's still a reason.
We want to get. We want to find a measurement.
Yeah, I think it goes back to the money side. Because I can measure money.
Yeah. Right. Well,
and how can I make a recommendation?
Rick, what if we go in 2 years?
You keep trying to appease me.
What I'm saying is you want to put measurements on there, and so they measure 2 years later, and none of the things that we thought were going to happen are achieved. So what? Now it's merged. It's done. We're not going back. So
yeah, it may not be any better.
It might. We might say, "Well, shit. I guess we were stupid. We never should have
recommended it." I don't want to say that.
But
I'd like to think that we're smarter than that.
I would agree.
And
but
if it's been said, why? I mean, can we at least?
I'm willing. I'll call those guys again.
Yeah. I mean,
can you measure this?
Yeah. Or how are they measuring it?
Well, I'll tell you something.
Dr. Sullivan also said it as well.
Yeah.
And Dr. Sullivan said it as well that he's seeing more synergy with the training. Scott's saying he's seeing improvements with responses and things like that as well. So we're hearing it enough that maybe there is some way to measure. I don't know.
Yeah. People with experience say it's there, but I don't know that I've heard a number.
It's a good question. Yeah.
And ask them if they have any more in what they, when they brought it together. What did they find as value?
You know that Dave already said that the EMS levy was held collected by the city and then went out to the different regions. But there's a big number in there for training, and they handle all the training. So all the medics in all the different stations are trained on the same protocol, the same doctor, et cetera. Whether they increase the average per month, I don't know. Those are the kind of numbers that would be helpful.
Right. I mean, however they choose to define and measure how they're making progress.
The ultimate measure, which is really hard to get to because it's healthcare, it's medical, is outcomes. And so are we getting better outcomes? Do we either fly fewer patients or do we get more people to walk out of the hospital at the end of the day? I mean,
and
these are tough numbers.
And it's tricky, too.
It's right? very
older,
tough.
An older population.
With our small numbers,
it's very right? tough to get real metrics on that. But, you know, yeah. that's that in but a bigger system, you right. would have better ways to do that. One number you can get is volunteer recruitment and retention and stuff like that. You know, if that is improved by having a joint agency. And volunteers are obviously always a problem.
Well, now that was yeah,
everywhere.
That is a
you know,
consideration
just about,
in this
but,
discussion.
But most people say that the joint agencies have an easier time recruiting and retaining.
Right.
Well, that speaks to one of the conditions I think we should have on there, is that the combined district should continue or should allow folks to be either firefighters or EMTs or both.
Or both, yeah.
Yeah, and that, make them...
You don't have to all be firefighter, paramedic, right. or firefighter,
right.
EMT.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Take care.
So, yeah. I think,
that's a condition?
To me, it is. You don't, I mean...
Yeah, I don't
think
you want to
what we saw
that.
Or what I heard from Orcas is when they try to make it a requirement that they all be firefighter, EMTs, they lost a lot of people, and they weren't getting nearly the volunteers.
And they won't get the recruits either.
And they won't get nearly the recruits. And so you have us. I mean, I don't know if you might make a condition, but to me, I think it's important to allow.
We can make it a recommendation.
Make a recommendation
that you don't require.
We
don't based
require.
On experience
we
from elsewhere.
About this early in this process.
So now we have a fifth column of recommendation. Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, you can do whatever you want in terms of how it.
We talked about the sustainability of the organization over time, and that was a concern. It was two separate volunteer
right, yeah.
pools that were shrinking.
And Scott said that they currently have, you know, just firefighters. They have just EMTs, and they have duly qualified. And they find it a great mix, and they actually still all work together on a scene, and they help each other out, and it works just fine.
Right.
And this is in the volunteer.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I think on the paid side, they have to either, I mean, if you're going to pay staff, they need to be duly qualified.
Right.
So either
but I don't know that that's,
firefighter EMTs.
I don't know that I've heard anybody say that that's a problem either, that you require that.
Not right now,
they're all
to my knowledge. On the fire side, they're all duly qualified.
No, I think
they're
on the
EMS
side. They're not on
the
EMS.
Yeah. I think all the paramedics have been firefighters before, but I don't
they
know
have
the EMTs.
Yeah.
No, the EMTs. But we wouldn't require it of the EMTs because I don't know. Well, I don't
it
know
would
how
just
many,
be. It would just be the paid staff.
If the paid yeah. staff is all paramedic, then it doesn't
so
matter.
So Carl is. What's the.
Carl,
what's her name?
Before you sound like it's. Getting Wixie
or
in the document.
Oh yeah,
Matt Wickie.
Yeah,
Matt Wickie is.
Yep.
And then
Carl's
Johnson
is.
Right?
Okay.
Correct. John and John and Kathleen.
But
this
yes,
will be.
This is
Adam Green will be.
Okay.
Al Dodd will be.
Okay.
Yeah. There's,
yeah,
a ton of,
what
there's a ton of firefighters who are also EMTs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Karin. Would you give me a call tomorrow when you have a minute? And we'll schedule. Probably Monday is fine, but I need to clear it with my boss and make sure.
Sure. No, I understand. Are you like a call or an email?
All righty. Anything else?
What else do you need there, Rick?
Tomorrow.
It's not me.
I know.
Oh, that's good. It's
this
is a good organization.
To help put that into a document so that we can all look at it.
Well, I think what I'll do is tomorrow I think I got to fly, but in the afternoon I think I have some time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to quickly try to put this into a spreadsheet just with these five columns and make it clear enough that what we talked about. And then I'll shoot it out, or have Nathan
push
it on.
Push it up to
yeah,
the,
I'll have Nathan
cloud.
Push it up so that we can continually keep adding, so that hopefully by the time they start meeting, they can start to put some verbiage to this, and we can also start to put some verbiage
I
to
think
this.
They want us to put the verbiage to it.
Well, I think, maybe we can put the verbiage as well, but I think if the theme is there, the verbiage should
do what you're most comfortable with. We can make an attempt at it, but it's your document.
Yeah, we need to give them as much as we can.
And that's
best. I think that's
would it be helpful if I mined the minutes and stuff and found all the possible...
Yeah, and add it to the list.
I can then...
If that's not going to take forever. I mean, I don't want you spending weekend on it.
I'm the one most familiar with them.
I appreciate that, Nathan, but I maybe I misunderstood you. I mean, we talked about a lot of different pathways and different things, but this is really refined down to what our final recommendation is. So I don't know if you need to do a lot of mining, because I mean, we can sort of look at this and see if there's anything that's missing. But I
focus on this.
Yes, I would focus on this too.
If you see something where you know there's something in the minutes that's relevant, fine. But I wouldn't necessarily spend hours going through the minutes looking through more.
Somebody will think of it now anyway.
Okay,
let's hope.
Yeah. Well, I got plenty to do, so if you don't need it.
Well, I mean, we don't want to add too much to your workload. You're already doing enough, I realize. So, thank you.
But, yes. You know, if you decide it is useful, let me go back over.
Well, if there's something that we think we talked about and we can't pull up or whatever, you're way better at finding them in the minutes than we are.
Yeah. Whatever know works. That.
Okay, yeah, let's see where this leads and take it from there. Karen, thank you for helping.
Bye-bye.
You guys did spend a lot of time talking about this 2 meetings ago.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Those minutes have a lot of that in there.
And I think that would be where you'd want to go back to
and
see if we've got any different things that we added then.
Because he came up with like 6 or 7 or 8 things.
We've been doing this so long, you can just sit down and just write them out. I mean, we've been talking. You know,
yes, we know this stuff by now.
Okay.
I think.
So are we hopeful that we can come with a much clearer picture of our recommendation pathway conditions and reasons why at the next meeting so we can firm that up so we can meet our deadline?
How are we getting there again? Are we going to put a document on the
I think you're going to try to get this done tomorrow.
We're going
to
be
during your flight. You're going to be flying and typing.
Yeah, please do not share that. It'll be the last flight I do.
But I think if you can get it up by this weekend, we can all look at it and start. I mean, I agree with Rick. We need to start really getting this down.
Yeah, it has to get on paper.
Chapter 1 has got to be in a pretty good draft probably by next week.
Yeah, otherwise they can't organize the rest of the document.
Exactly, and reference things back and forth. Because we're doing very succinct part of a recommendation that will then reference the great work that George and Nathan have already done on the whole.
There's a lot of detail.
Yeah,
it's already,
a ton of detail
already up
there.
Yeah, really, a lot of detail up
and
there.
I started to get lost in it.
Well, and I don't want to do that to chapter one.
Yeah, and that's
I don't
why,
want to go
that's
there
why
with chapter one.
This made it real clear for me.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Which is good, right? Because that's the litmus test about
And it gets to what Karen was saying. It's got to be clear and succinct so that the general public
readable.
Understands it.
Yeah.
And the two boards.
Yes.
Because, I mean...
Well, I would like to see less duplication, too. So if something that we're saying in this chapter references something that's in a later chapter, that's the detail behind it. Here's how you do that. Just, you know, see paragraph 3.2.2.
Right.
Don't repeat it,
don't
for
repeat
God's
it.
Sake.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't repeat it.
Or we can just say subscribe to our YouTube feed.
That's right. There will be a video.
For a fee.
That's right.
Right.
Well, advertisers.
Revenue generation.
Yeah, advertisers.
Sure.
It'll be fine.
All right.
The thinking behind how it is right now is basically you take, you know, some issue of, say you're an academic and you take some piece of literature, you know, say King Lear. You know, there are these different ways that you can analyze that text. You can do, you know, feminist critique, you can do postmodernist, you can do, you know, there's like these different ways you can analyze something. And we kind of did something similar here where we take, well, okay, there are these 3 scenarios approximately. Now let's analyze it from the perspective of how the levies change. Now let's analyze it in the perspective of elections. Now let's analyze it with respect to licensing. And it's there is some duplication there, and possibly it's better to just put everything under you know, one rubric. But that was the thinking behind it, at least.
And, yes.
You know, there are certainly other ways to do it. You can just say,
but that's why I think that the cross-referencing back and forth is important, too. If it says something in chapter 1 that refers to chapter 3 or
right.
4 or chapter 5 or whatever it is, and they can refer back to, you know, other chapters, it saves you having to put it in there so many times.
Yeah. The concern was just that it would get so complicated and unwieldy if you try to put all those things in one chapter. If you're going to try to analyze the levy and then the election cycle and then... You know, the licensing, and if you're going to do that for each of these scenarios, you know, You're going to be 10 pages into it by the time you get to the second scenario. You're not going to understand this top-level thinking of these different permutations. That was the thinking going into it. It's not that,
yeah,
not married to that. We can change it, do whatever you guys want, but that was the thinking.
But we need the discipline to distill the stuff down.
And probably that taxing chapter needs simplified some. Yeah. The elections chapter is a lot better after George. Yeah.
I haven't looked at the tax thing in a while. Yeah. And it may have changed also with respect to some of the things that we thought about, because I'm losing interest in including the outer islands in a taxing district separate from whatever.
Well, we learned a lot.
There's a lot of stuff in there that I don't think we want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we could say it as an option if we want to keep it in there, but I just think there's a lot of stuff we don't need somewhere in this. Anyway, we'll compare it down.
Yeah, I think for the most part we're making recommendations, so we need to kind of give them the recommendation of the best pathway to go. Mm-hmm. And if they don't choose to want to do that, then they can either try to figure out what they want to do, because at that point it's probably a different decision altogether.
Well, frankly, in the background material that we're providing them, it's all of the work that we've done shows some of those other options.
Yeah.
And so if they don't want to follow that recommendation, if you continue on through the work.
There's some value in saying we considered this but rejected it as part of the reasoning for what we're recommending. Mm-hmm. Say, you know, you could also do this, but that, you know, like, you could also start your own EMS levy in the fire district, but we think that would be a really dumb idea.
A good example.
Or whatever.
A good example of that is like pro-rationing, say, something we've determined has no relevance whatsoever, but I could easily see some commissioner hearing that pro-rationing is a thing and panicking at the last minute saying, oh, well, what about pro-rationing? It's different if you move EMS under fire. You know, so it is useful to think that we've done this.
Say we've already investigated.
We looked at this. It's not an issue. Move on.
Well, that's what's taken so long, frankly, is not, you read the recommendation, go, well, all right, great. That's pretty straightforward. But it's not, that's not how we got there, because of all this other stuff.
Because we did the
yesterday, contracting seems a little bit more cumbersome.
Yeah. I think contracting is a bad
surprise.
Okay.
I think contracting is not really on the table. It was complicated anyway, but even more so when you realize how it affects licensing. The only thing I wanted to say under licensing, and the reason I thought it should be, is that there are documents that need to be prepared and they have to be presented, and there's a timeline to do it, and they need to have.
And I've got that underneath detail licensing.
And we kind of ought to say something about that, because as I mentioned to Norm and the others after the meeting yesterday, I think the fire district commissioners probably figure, oh, it's no big deal. We just move all the trucks over to our building and get a new license.
I think
it's all
they
fine.
Did too, although I will Frank said that, you know what,
well,
that was very informative.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Frank's the one guy I would expect to now appreciate what that's going to take.
Yeah, I think actually both of the elected boards thought it was going
to
be simple.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they did, and that's why I think it needs to be highlighted a little bit more than it
and
would
maybe
otherwise.
I'll call Jason to see if there's a paragraph
that.
He can add for that.
I agree.
But yeah, I thought it was great getting Katie here, by the way. Thank you
for
your efforts on that.
Rick,
that was very instructive for all of us, I think.
Actually, about halfway through, I'm going, oh, shit.
You got something out of that? Yeah, I think so. So that part of it was well worth doing.
I just wish the boards have been able to hear that.
All of the boards, would have been good.
But I'll try to recapitulate what she said in the minutes, and I'll get those
and get her notes out to
the notes from her. She hasn't sent them yet.
Yeah, we would urge everybody to,
I think, both boards should
spend some time
going through the
them.
If they only listen to one thing,
listen to that.
That's what they should listen to,
because that turned out to be a big deal.
Yes,
I mean, like Rick was saying, or actually, it was Mark, or one of you guys. I'm losing my mind by now, but
all of us. But, okay.
You know, we talked to Scott Whelan and Dr. Sullivan. You know, just talking after the meeting, and you know, he was saying, they were both said really that this issue of getting the trauma councils to approve this is not as bad as it sounds. The licensure may be, but Rick is saying maybe not so bad either.
I don't think it's not that it's hard, it's just that there's steps you gotta do.
Steps you gotta do.
There's steps you gotta do. You have to do the needs analysis, you don't get off without, you know?
There's no shortcuts. They wanna be flexible, they wanna be accommodating.
They'll be very accommodating with what you bring in and help you revise stuff and, you know, tell you what you need to say, but you gotta do it.
And I really appreciated that.
Yeah, that was important.
As a regulator, I've never been in a room with a regulator who was so engaging as far as really wanting to try to provide solutions.
Well, she really wanted to help the process. I mean, she's trying to tell us, and from her perspective.
Yeah, that's crazy talk, man.
She was also saying from her perspective how you can help the process, which was also good.
Yeah, it was very.
You know, if you want to recommend some rules that we should be looking at, tell us. That was really good.
That's really where we ought to be. That's really where we ought to be.
At the end of this, we should probably
focus on.
Well, you know what? Maybe you and I ought to craft a letter to her supervisor.
Say what a great job she did.
That's a good idea, right?
Yeah. Because those things do go a long way for state.
Make sure you CC Secretary Wiesman, who is the ultimate boss for DOH.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to
Secretary.
Secretary. Absolutely.
Well, you know that. You know that ranking.
That's good.
So, but we should probably do that because
I think you're right. I think it would be really helpful to do the pat on the back.
And it was appropriate. It was well earned.
Totally. Everybody, I think, got something out of it. So it's all good. All right, what else?
Good. Next meeting, we're going to meet on Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a 5-minute matter for you guys.
Oh, okay.
3 minutes. there's a bit of a, we're getting down to the end, right? And the boards are trying to decide, you know, should we be scheduling the joint meeting? Commissioners have stuff going on in April.
Yep.
And there are commissioners in both the fire district and the hospital district who are going to be gone parts of the month. So it might make sense to start scheduling that now.
Sure.
And the corollary to that is, when you make your presentation, when you present this report, they would like to see the report beforehand so that they can have a better sense of what questions to ask you and how to engage with you in that process.
Totally
so,
fair.
You say not to do what they're doing in Washington, D.C. and give it to them at 10:05 at night?
Yeah.
Present it at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Okay. Exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're going to take a little different approach. Yeah.
So they weren't sure.
Those documents will be here later.
If you were able to finish it, particularly in light of some of the things Katie said about timing and stuff. If we were able to finish this the last week of March, March 31st is actually a Sunday.
Yeah.
If we were able to get that report out before the weekend and then schedule the joint meeting for the first week. Yeah, first day rules.
They
will
be really fun.
The day Chief Martin is retiring.
Yeah,
Monday is the first or the second. Four days that week that were
in April.
I wanted to open that dialogue with you guys, and they do want to schedule that. If you guys can start, thinking about your availability that week.
I am.
The week of the first.
The week of the first.
Do you think that's enough time for review? I mean, assuming if we delivered it.
Well, you know, it's, you know, ideally they would have at least 5 or 6 days. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, realistically, if half of them have read the first chapter by then, you know, then we will be happy. But, you know, I shouldn't have said that on tape. It's a lot of time. I take it back. I'm sure they'll all read all of it. But, I mean, a reasonable amount of time that would probably be 5 to 7 days at lead time, I think is probably reasonable for them to at least have a passing familiarity of what you have to say. And it will take more time to digest it, and they'll want you to explain it and make your recommendation. But I would think that 5 to 7 days is reasonable lead time.
So essentially, we'd have to have the report done by the 27th in theory, so we can go through it the night of the 27th, make any final revisions so that you could push it out on the 28th.
Yeah. And I'd be hesitant.
What the hell happened to March 31st? I was thinking if they wanted the meeting like the 10th, we could like give it to them the 5th.
We're meeting and exceeding our metrics.
We have performance metrics.
No, Chuck does.
The meeting on the 8th week of April.
So yeah. I'm
planning. I worked for a boss one time who always stretched months out by a month.
Yeah. I'm planning on being out of town, not the first week in April, but that second week in April.
And so are several commissioners.
Yeah, I think that's when I'm out of town too.
So could we start to think about then trying to do it the first week in April?
I think that's, I mean, if it's not the first week in April, then it's going to be
towards
the end
of April. Yeah.
Well, we either do it the first or the last week, probably.
So, I mean, if we did it like the 4th or the 5th, and you were able to get it done by the 28th or 29th, mm-hmm. that would give them a week.
Yeah. I mean, you guys can do it on the 5th, and I'm on Orcas on the 5th, unless we do it at night. But the 4th, I'm wide open.
If we could shoot for let's try to shoot for the 4th then.
Yeah. That'd be great.
And can you guys give me an alternate day as well? Because I got to schedule this with...
I guess the question is do we need to be all present? Is it going to be during the day, like at 3:00, like it was last time, like a joint meeting at 3:00?
Or could we do it in the evening?
Could we do it in the evening? I mean, it'd be a riveting Friday night.
Yeah. I guess.
I know. Seriously.
Riveting,
that's the word.
New York Times says attendance might be lower. We might get out a little lighter.
The New York Times said riveting. The New York Post said,
Now you know how I spend my Friday nights. This would be riveting.
I know that.
Is that a bourbon?
I'm pretty sure not too many people are going to want to do it on Friday, but yeah. We can do it, you know.
The 4th is a Thursday, so you're saying the 5th would be like a backup.
The 5th is a Friday, and I mean, you can do it on the 5th, but I'm not working all day long, and so if it's going to be on the 5th, it has to be at night.
How about like the 2nd? Is that, I mean, that would give them less time to digest, but...
I just got my schedule, and I am leaving town on the 3rd.
So, okay.
Yeah. I'll be back on the night of the 7th.
And this is going to be all complicated when I have to go my board, fire district board, the town, possibly their entire town council. Although you could potentially make a separate presentation to them.
Right. We could do the town separately if it had to be.
You know, if it came to that. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty free all April. I've got one medical procedure summer, but I'm not sure when.
Yeah, my wife has a medical procedure at the end of the month, so that's going to be...
I plan on doing 2 weeks off in April.
Yeah.
And I've got a conference the 14th or 15th.
And the question of day or evening, I don't have an answer on that. It depends a little on what you guys want to do. I mean, I know you have a day job and you work for the government, so does George, and that's
I
hard.
I can arrange my schedule to go to a 3:00 meeting. I mean, but... Is there value to doing it in the evening so more citizens can attend?
That's a good question.
The citizens that have attended here would go to a 3:00 meeting or a 6:00 meeting.
Sure.
So.
Sure.
If we do, realistically, getting those boards together, your presentation is going to take at least an hour, right? I mean, if you're really going to lay out everything, right? How long do you guys think you'll need?
I don't think it'll be an hour. No, we're going to focus on a recommendation and answer questions, you might guess.
Yeah, hopefully they'll have read the documents. Right. So hopefully we just answer questions about the recommendations. And
I think that's the bulk of that.
An hour isn't unreasonable because there could be a lot of different questions.
Questions. Our presentation won't be an hour.
Yeah, but the presentation shouldn't be that long.
If we set aside an hour or so for the CAG part, and then after that the boards need to talk.
Separate? The Q&A with the CAG is part of that hour.
And then the board
has their own issue.
Yes.
Because the two of the boards...
Because they're going to take action, presumably, if they can.
Right. They're going to establish a steering committee.
Yeah.
Or possibly just put the caboose on this thing. Well, we don't know, right? Yeah.
Whatever they're going to do, but
they need to talk
about
it.
But they need to have their own...
So I would think 5-ish would be... Otherwise, people are going to get too late.
Yeah.
What do you What do you guys think?
What day are we talking about now?
Tuesday or Thursday, the 2nd or the 4th?
Yeah. Well, George can't be
here. I can be here on Tuesday, the 2nd.
George can be there on the 2nd. But I can't. So we can try
to. Yeah, I think it's going to be hard trying to get the full boards and all of us that are in the same room.
I'd sure like
to have. Well, you know, if I miss it, I miss it.
I'd sure like to have all of us together.
It would be great if I could be.
I've done the preliminary reconnaissance on this, though, and it does seem that first week in April works reasonably well for the two boards.
Okay.
Right.
So there are like one or two days.
I think George needs to be here. Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of the levy and
that's going to be a big question.
Yeah, I think so.
Part of this.
So if we're going to do it on the 2nd or the 3rd, then that
it's
means.
Not like it's the 2nd.
I think it's just the 2nd.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
2nd. Or April 2nd. And you're gone. So
yeah. The 2nd is. I leave on Wednesday night, but I'm leaving from work.
And the issue with the 1st, that Monday, is just that we'd have to get the report done early the week before, right? I mean, that's the main issue with that.
Yes. Yes.
If you want them to have
time. If they're going to have time to read it, they're going to have to get it a week.
Okay. So the 2nd is our best option.
For now. Okay. Or later in the month. I mean, you're right that it's probably not a good middle of the road here.
I'm going to work on scheduling that.
Okay.
And we can talk about it more at the next meeting.
Okay.
Which, speaking of which, we only have currently two meetings scheduled this month, 1st and 3rd Wednesday.
Yeah, we should probably fix that, huh?
Yeah, I think we'll probably be meeting
every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Probably. So we should amend that schedule to add.
So we get frequent
meeting
miles.
Is there such a thing as frequent meeting minute?
No, I wish.
Card?
No.
Too bad.
I'm like Nathan, I hit a wall.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I don't have a wife at home, and I got to get home here to get our dogs and everything squared away.
I know you bet.
Oh,
cats.
You?
Yeah.
Cool cats to deal with, man.
We are pretty much done, boss.
All done. Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks.
So really good.